HealingPowerHour.com.
To Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Morning or good day, depending on what time you will or are currently listening to this show. I am Dr. Akilah L. You can call me Dr. Akilah. And I wish upon you greetings of peace, love, health, and prosperity. Hope you're having a great day today. I know I am. Woke up giving thanks and gratitude. And I thank you for listening to the show, and also, I thank you for just being here. Today, we're going to have a very informative show. It's an hour-long show today, and of course, it's going to be an hour. I can probably talk 2 hours about this topic, because today's topic is about exercise and fitness 101. I get a lot of email from people around the world, and they want to know how to start an exercise program or how to get fit, and they just don't know where to begin. Sometimes gyms can be a little intimidating, and some would wish to do things at home, and others wish to do things in a gym, but they don't want to get the staff or a personal trainer at the time to assist them. However, I do depend on your goals. I highly suggest personal trainers. They're very good, especially people like myself who not only practice what they preach and keep their outside body looking good, but keep the inside body looking good with proper nutrition, herbs, and positive thinking. So, yeah, we're going to go into that, and I'm going to definitely give a lot of information on that. So before I start, I wanted to give some exciting news on what's been going on with the Let's Do Healing Wellness Center. Remember the last time I did a show on the powers of a healing circle, and I gave my vision on what I would like to have for Celestial Healing Wellness Center as far as a healing circle all around the world. Well, guess what? That vision has come into fruition, and I'm manifested into reality. Yesterday, I successfully completed, and it took a while. I had to choose the right colors. I had to basically think of what was I going to put on there, and I'm a webmaster, so I know how to build web pages. So I had to create that and how I was going to make the logo. And what is the best word to describe that? I want things to be perfect. I forget what the title or the description of that would be. But anyway, it took me 3 days. It took me 3 days to create it, and I uploaded it yesterday. So just briefly, because I don't want to interfere with the time for our exercise and fitness, this International Healing Circle is what it's called. And on the first Sunday and third Monday of each month at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and this can be converted to any time no matter where you are in the world, I have a time zone converter on that webpage. Just go to healingpowerhour.com, click on services, and you'll see it at the bottom of the box where it says a long link. It'll say International Healing Circle. Click on that link and you will see the times and the day when we all over the world will look at the healing requests sent to us, and we will all pray together for the healing of that person. I just uploaded it yesterday, so if you have someone that you know that could use a prayer request for emotional or physical healing, please go to that webpage and submit their name, location, and what's ailing them, what the request will be, and I will put that on the list, or Michelle or Bruce will put it on the list of the website, and everybody will see it and they can pray. Anyone can pray anytime or use healing visualization anytime they want at their convenience, but I would like us to unify at two particular times of the month so that the healing powers can be even stronger for that person's healing. So I'll talk more into this tomorrow. I'm going to do a whole hour on this. No, am I doing a whole hour? I'm not sure. I don't know. I can probably do a whole hour on it, but I think I signed up for only 45 minutes for that. So either way, tomorrow at 9 a.m., I'll get into more details about that. So just stay tuned for that wonderful news. All right, now let's go ahead and get started on Exercise and Fitness 101. First, now, you want to decide to start the exercise. Well, this is how you get started. First, let's go ahead and get a medical clearance. Now, for those of you who have a family doctor, and if you are under a certain type of pharmaceutical drugs, prescription drugs, if you have a heart monitor, heart pacer, if you're on dialysis, a lot of those things requires you to get a medical clearance to exercise. So if you don't have a family doctor, or if you don't have a practitioner, then I will assume you're in decent shape, so you can go ahead and do your thing. But if you are under medical care, please get medical clearance to exercise, and to see what you can and cannot do in your exercises. The second thing you need to do is get proper clothing and footwear. This is very important for anyone, because you need to have clothes that are very comfortable. Not clothes that look cute, just clothes that are very comfortable. You may want to cover your body completely. You may want to show off your arms or your legs. Whatever you wear, it's up to you, as long as you're comfortable in it. And the shoes are very, very, very important, especially if you are going to do a lot of walking, jogging, running, okay? That's very important, to make sure it supports your heel, to support your arch, to make sure they're very comfortable. No one wants to do cardio in uncomfortable shoes. That's just torture. And the third thing, which is the most important of getting started, is setting your goals. Now, if you're trying to lose weight or get healthy, build muscles, or excel at a sport, you'll need specific goals. When you don't have a specific goal, it's difficult to keep exercising and to track your progress to see how far you've come. Before you get started, take a moment and ask yourself these questions. What do I want to accomplish with this exercise program? So let's go ahead and you ask yourself these questions too, but I'm going to give you an example by using myself. When I started bodybuilding, which was 3 years ago, what did I want to accomplish with this exercise program? I wanted to accomplish the point of competing in natural bodybuilding competitions. That was my goal. But I also wanted to prove to my clients, my vegetarian clients, as well as the people who stated that vegetarians can't gain muscle, I wanted to prove that vegetarians can build muscle, that we can look like Shaka Zulu's cousins. For those who know the movie Shaka Zulu, he was a very ripped man. in that movie. I mean, just a walking anatomy chart. And I wanted to prove that we could do this without eating meat. The second question you want to ask yourself is my goal realistic and attainable? And my answer was yes. My goal is very realistic because I do know for a fact that vegetarians can become very successful bodybuilders, and it is attainable. So the same thing with you. Ask yourself, you know, when you set your goal, is it realistic and is it attainable? Third question is, do I know how to reach my goal? Now, this was a good question for me because when I was interested in bodybuilding, I had no idea what to do. I had no idea how to reach it because I never done it before. I didn't know anyone who's done it. I don't know any personal trainer who trained women to become bodybuilders. So I had to do some research. So I had to research methods in how to reach my goal. The same thing for you. If you want to do a marathon and you want to build your body up to successfully complete a marathon, you don't know where to start. Hey, the internet is the best place. Let me tell you something. I know that the internet has its bad points, but it has way more good points than it does bad points, and that's where I started. The next question is, when do you want to reach your goal? Now, when I started bodybuilding in 2007, I gave myself a year. I was being extremely realistic. I didn't expect myself to gain muscle in 6 months. That was just being totally unrealistic. So I knew that I would be able to reach my goal of developing muscles from my shoulders to my calves within a year or a year, because I was going to start getting on stage a year after I started lifting weights. So the same thing for you. Set a day, set a time, be realistic. Be realistic with your day and time on reaching your goals, and then go ahead and set it. Now, here's the most important part. How will you reward yourself when you reach your goal? Me? Well, when I reached my goal of having a natural female bodybuilder's physique, I rewarded myself by going shopping, just a mini shopping, and buying clothes that would show off my abs. I was so proud to have a six pack, almost an eight pack now, but I was so proud to have a six pack that I went out and did some clothes shopping. So that was the reward I gave to myself to obtain my goal. So that was the goal I set. The reward I set for reaching my goals. Okay. Now, I want you all, those who are beginning to set your goals, I need you to stay reasonable when setting your goals. For example, it is reasonable to want to lose 50 pounds in 6 months. It's possible but may not be reasonable unless you eat well and exercise every single day for the next month. Now, I recommend that you lose no more than 1 to 2 pounds per week, but it isn't likely that you'll lose 2 pounds every single week. And many people find that they actually lose about 0.5 pound to 1 pound on a good week. Now, this all depends on how many extra pounds you carry. Remember this, if anybody ever pays attention to The Biggest Loser, the heaviest person, the more heavier you are, the easier it is to lose a lot of weight in the beginning. So that's why people will get all excited if they're like 175 pounds overweight. To lose that 100 is a cakewalk. They'll lose that 100 pounds in no time. Now, once they start to lose that 75 more pounds, they notice that they have to add more effort, and it's not coming off quickly like it used to. Whereas if they used to lose 5 pounds a week, now that they're getting closer to their goals, they're only losing 2 pounds, maybe 1 pound. Understand that that's how the body works, okay? If you are 175 pounds overweight, do not expect to lose 2, 3, 5 pounds each week. It's not realistic. If you're very obese, you'll lose a lot of weight each week quickly, provided that you stay with the eating regimen, staying hydrated, and exercising. But as you begin to come down closer to your goals, the weight loss will not come off so quickly, okay? So let's just remember that. I need you to keep in mind that the more weight you lose, the harder it will be to lose the weight, because the less weight your body has to move around, the less calories it will burn doing so. The closer you get to your goal, the harder it will be to reach it. In fact, you may never reach your goal. And what I mean by that, if you say that you want to be 125 pounds, 160 pounds in a year, well, some people can get to 170 and they still trying to lose that last 5 pounds. Be happy with the 170. Even though you didn't reach 165, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, how many of us talk to that someone special or a friend who's still trying to lose that last bit of 5 pounds? Just hey, if you don't reach the goal specifically and you're close to it, be glad. Be happy about that. So if you set your goal to lose 80 pounds and you only lost 75 or 70, it's okay. Let it go. Be happy and just now concentrate on maintaining. Speaking of maintaining, the weight you can maintain may not be the weight you want to be. So if you are, if you want to be 165, you may notice that you can successfully maintain the weight of 170 or 175. And when I say maintain, I'm stating you're having a normal eating regimen, you exercise moderately, and you still can stay at 170, 175 easily. But getting to 165 is something that's very difficult, or you reached it, but you only stay there for a couple of days. Hey, let's stay realistic. As long as you maintain the body weight that's close to your goal, it's all fine. Now, the scale weight isn't always the best way to track your progress. The scale won't tell you what you lost or gained. Measure yourself instead. Now, the scale is not your friend a lot of times. You may notice that it'll show you heavy one day and light the next. When it comes to weighing myself, and I do have a scale myself, so I'm not telling you not to use a scale, but I only weigh myself once every 3 or 4 days, and I weigh myself only in the morning, okay? I only weigh myself. Actually, I go to the bathroom, eliminate, and then I go weigh myself, okay? So when you weigh yourself late at night, you got all that processed food from your meals that are inside your body. That's gonna add weight. Not add fat, there's a difference, but add weight. The same thing with water. I drink a gallon and a half of water, so I know even though I'm expelling some of that out, I'm still going to have water weight. The same thing with exercises. If you go in the sauna, if you go in the steam, don't steam room. Don't weigh yourself, because it's gonna, the scale is going to give you a false reading. If you want to know the best way to monitor your progress, measure yourself. Measure your butt area, measure your legs, measure your chest, measure your stomach, measure your arms, or have someone measure it for you. That's the best way to keeping track of your progress, not necessarily the scale, okay? Now, weight loss isn't the only goal you can have when you're setting your exercise program. But not only that, but weight loss is not the most motivating thing you can do. Have you noticed that a lot of people are not so enthusiastic, like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. All right. Woo-hoo, party time. You know, it sounds like a task. So it's not that motivating, but you will do it because you want to get the end result. But if you're not, if weight loss isn't something that's going to drive you into the gym or drive you into exercising, how about something that's going to make you stay healthy or looking younger? Believe it or not, once I started to get into this lifestyle of exercising for bodybuilding, I noticed that people have been complimenting me on my appearance. Now, I never looked my age anyway, but now they're starting to really notice that. So I was like, whoa, okay. All right, let me keep this up. I found the fountain of youth in addition to eating healthy foods and drinking a lot of water. Here's something else I'm going to add to the pot. Another goal is to get off your medications. I've helped lots of people, lots of diabetics, lots of people who have high blood pressure, cholesterol, any type of heart medication, those who have blood clots and need to be on blood thinners. I have helped lots of men and women get off their medications through exercises. So that could be a goal. That could be, and that's very motivating, because who wants to be on pharmaceuticals for the rest of their life? I don't, and I have a lot of clients who don't want to do that either. So how about setting that as a motivating goal to start exercising? Now, after you set your goal, find out how to reach it. If you want to lose weight or become better at sport, you need to do some research to figure out where to start. That's what I was explaining earlier, excuse me. I need to do research in order to find out how to become a female bodybuilder, because it's totally different for, you know, bodybuilding is a small lifestyle, but not only that, but it's something that everyone doesn't do, and women rarely do it. So I had a lot of work cut out for me when it was time to start that goal. So you can basically do some research, browse through a lot of websites and do Google search, putting certain types of keywords into the search engine, and start searching for yourself. Now, once you know what you're doing and how you're going to do it, you need some strategies for sticking with it. First, schedule your workouts. If you notice, I think from now on, I'm going to do all my broadcasting early in the morning for two reasons. One, I'm much calmer in the morning. I've listened to my first broadcast when I did it early in the morning before I went to the gym, and I'm so calm, like I am now. I'm not hyper. I'm not laughing loud. I'm not all over the place. And that's because I'm talking to you before I go to the gym. Because once I come from the gym, I'm hype. I'm amped. I am crunk. I am all over the place. So I do that. I schedule my workouts in the morning. So I decided to do the broadcasting, the phone broadcasting, early in the morning too, and therefore around my scheduled workouts. So schedule your workouts and stick to it, okay? Stick to your schedule. The next thing you need to do, on the next strategy, is set weekly goals and reward yourself each time you succeed. Do not reward yourself with food. If you lost 5 pounds, don't say, ooh wee, I lost 5 pounds. I can go and treat myself to a blizzard. No. No, 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 no. I can treat myself to some cookies. No. Reward yourself with non-food items. Reward yourself by going to the movies. Bring your own stuff now. Don't go get their popcorn that's high in this hydrated oils. Or you can go go to a zoo, or go window shopping and look at clothes you're going to buy once you lose a certain amount of weight. It just depends on what the reward can be for you. Everybody's different. So the reward will never be food, and it should never be food for you. So set weekly goals and reward yourself each time you succeed with non-food items. The next strategy you can take to help you stay on your goals is to work out with a friend or family member who's also motivated. Now, this can be a little tasking, but I need you to understand something. If you find a workout buddy and they become a little wishy-washy, don't stop with them. Keep going. Keep going. I can give a witness to lots of workout partners who were wishy-washy, and they stayed with the program for a week, and then you don't hear from them anymore. You don't see them anymore. Just because they stop doesn't mean you stop. You keep going, and whether they keep going or not, and maybe the universe wants you to do this on your own. I thought I had to, and I thought I had to have a personal trainer. I thought I had to have a workout partner, but I realized I'm so self-motivating. I can do a lot of things, and I work well by myself. Now, I would love someone to work out with, but they will have to be hardcore, because I'm not the kind of person that's a talker. I don't talk during my workouts. We can have minor conversations, but I'm there to work out. So it takes a particular type of workout partner to hang with Dr. Akila. So I work out best by myself until I find that hardcore person. But the same thing with you. If you find a family member and you all decide to walk together and they don't stop, just keep going and say, okay, well, I'm going to keep going. And you keep going because it's your goals. They have to deal with their own goals, but you deal with your goals, okay? Another strategy is to recommit to your goals every day. Every day, I want you to, you know, have on a piece of paper, put the paper by your computer where you're watching it, put it on the refrigerator, put it on the mirror in the bathroom, your goals, your goal date, and your goal. So let's say, for instance, you wish to lose 50 pounds in the next 6 months or 50 pounds in the next time, and losing 50 pounds, depending on how overweight you are, in 6 months is an attainable goal. But you want to have your date, the day, month, even you can get to the time if you want, and what the goal is. So if you want to have October the 13th, 2009, at 7 o'clock a.m., I will be 100 blah, blah pounds, so to lose 50 pounds in by this date. So have that all around and remind yourself that this is why you're exercising. Remind yourself that this is why you're sticking to the goals in the first place. Another strategy is be prepared to always have your workout bag with you, bringing your own food, like your lunch and your snacks, to work with you, okay? That's self-explanatory. Now, I want you to also keep a food and workout journal to stay on track and measure your progress. I'm going to tell you all an excellent website. It's free, that will help you keep a food journal, that will help you keep a workout journal, and will be able to monitor your progress. It's called fitday.com, an excellent website. Once again, it's free. You can make notes. You can write down what you had that day. It will give you the calories. It will give you the protein. It will give you the carbohydrates, and it breaks down your fats. So everything you've eaten, just log it into your Fitday profile, and it tells you the nutritional content of each food. So you know how many calories you're consuming that day. You know how much protein you're consuming that day. You know how many carbohydrates you're consuming, as well as fats and sugars. So this is an excellent, and it also tells you based upon how much you've eaten, your workout, how much of your workout has burned off the food that you've eaten. Once again, I highly recommend this website. It's called fitday.com, FITDAY.com. Okay, let me get some more notes, and I'm going to give a drop, and I'm going to get my notes together because 30 minutes just passed already, and I got 30 more minutes, so I am going to finish this. I am not going to do a part two, so I'll be right back.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
And we are back here to Healing Power Hour Radio. This is your host, Dr. Akilah, and today's topic is Exercise and Fitness 101. So basically, we're going to go ahead and finish what we started and go into those who wish to work out at home, okay? Now, many people don't like to go to the gym for the fear of being seen as the only one out of shape. And this is not necessarily true, but some people have that type of paranoia. So if you would, or they could be intimidated by the equipment, all the equipment in the gym, and they just feel so insecure, or their ego won't allow them to ask how some certain equipments are being, how they can be used. They rather stay out at home. Now, you can work out in the comfort of your own home. And with body weight exercises, it's easy. So you just need your body weight if you want to work out at home, such as squats, lunges, push-ups, sit-ups. These things are, you can use as a resistance for your own body weight to condition your body. Now, to boost your strength and aerobic capacity, you may also want to invest in some home equipment. I'm going to tell you a couple of home equipments that I suggest for those who wish to work out at home. Of course, my favorite is the treadmill. I love the treadmill. I would like to have one here, and I almost purchased one back in February, but I never did get around to going to the store. There's a resale store here in Fayette County where they sell used equipment, and you can go get a treadmill. You can find it also in the newspapers. In the sales section, because a lot of people buy expensive treadmills, and all it does is it's a place where they hold their clothes, so they need to get rid of it because it's taking up a lot of space. So therefore, they sell them. So if you want to find something really cheap, just look in the newspaper section, the wanted section, or the ad section in your local newspaper. So, but the treadmill is very good. You can start for those who are starting off. Always start low intensity for 30 minutes, okay? Don't get on your treadmill and start doing a sprint immediately. Start off slow, okay? Start off slow. Another equipment you can use is free weights, barbells, dumbbells, make up this category of strength training. So I recommend dumbbells for beginners. I suggest purchasing an 18-pound adjustable dumbbell set, which can be adjusted in 3-pound increments. So, therefore, you can, if you notice that your weight is getting, if your strength is getting stronger, you're able to move up in the pounds. So, dumbbells are something I definitely recommend for all those who are beginners. Another strength training equipment, which is something I purchased for traveling, is flexible bands. The flexible rods, the flex bands, they are excellent for beginners. And there are also DVDs out there which you can use the flex bands to exercise. Now, I use them only when I'm traveling because sometimes I'm going to areas where they won't have a gym equipment, and the flex bands are what I use. They're easy to pack away, and they're very easy to use. Now, I don't recommend them for long-term use because your muscles will adapt to the resistance, and you'll need a more bigger challenge. But me, I add about two, sometimes three. It depends on what exercise I'm using. And you can work every muscle group with a flex band, so that's something you can use for your home. And once you get stronger, you move up to something like dumbbells. So go ahead and join the gym because you're looking fabulous. All right, the next thing, next home equipment I recommend for people is the exercise ball, which is also called a stability ball. Now, this is great for those who want to do any type of ab workout. But a stability ball can be used for many, many exercises. You can use it for push-ups. You can use it for your oblique muscles. You can also use it for your legs. There's many, many ways to use your stability balls. I was recently hired by a stay-at-home mom who wanted to learn how to use her stability balls. It was only one big stability ball, and she wanted to know how to use it to tone up her lower body, and I showed her various ways of doing it, and I also showed her various ways while also using her newborn child as well as her toddler, and they all had fun, and therefore they can get involved with the workout as well. My next favorite, besides the treadmill, exercise equipment is the mini trampoline. This is excellent for women specifically because it will empty out the lymphatics, and you know how a lot of women will accumulate certain type of calcification and mass growth in the breast area, which is in the lymph nodes. A mini trampoline will get rid of that. It will help your lymph nodes empty into the circulatory system so you can expel all those toxins out. You only need to be on it for 25 to 30 minutes a day, and it's fun, it's great, and it's wonderful for your body. Mini trampoline, remember that. And, of course, the last equipment that most people will have in their homes to exercise are exercise videos or exercise DVDs. And now, before you start working out with a home exercise DVD, I recommend you watch it first without any intentions on working out to it for the first time. Just sit there and watch it from beginning to end and observe the structure, observe the proper form, and observe the movements within the exercise DVD, okay? The next exercise we're going to move on to for those who wish to work out and start exercising is cardiovascular exercises, and this is something very important that I want to talk about. Now, when you start getting into your cardiovascular exercises, I need you to choose an activity that you enjoy. The best exercise for you is the one you actually do. Let me say that again. Hold on. The best exercise for you is the one you'll actually do, not the one you think you should do. Okay? There you go. That's what I need to say. Walking is a great place to start, since it doesn't require special equipment and you can do it anywhere. Me, guess what? Dr. Keela walks. I know you guys think I probably do a lot of sprinting or marathons or jog for 8 miles. Nope. I walk an hour a day. I walk with an hour a day. And what keeps me motivated to walk is I have my iPod. I keep my iPod on, and I listen to music, or I go ahead and listen to inspirational lectures, positive talk, things like Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, you know, Jack Canfield. I'm listening to those individuals while I'm doing my walking, or I'm listening to music. But either way, I'm walking. I don't do hard cardiovascular exercises, but I'm not saying you can't either. But when you're starting off as a beginner, start with something basic like walking. Walking will get you to lose weight just as fast as any kind of fast cardiovascular exercises. But now, if you don't want to do walking, you can also do cycling. Bicycling is very good for the lower body. You can do swimming. For those who have arthritis or had recent surgeries or have problems with muscle tension, swimming is your best bet. Water aerobics is very therapeutic, and it does help you lose weight, and it gives your body strength. You can also do stuff like stair climbing. You can go find a stadium and run it up and down the stairs. So, like, there's a lot of things you can do for cardiovascular exercises. First, and once you find a place to do it or what exercise you're going to do, you need to start with a 2 or 3 day chosen activity a week with a rest in between. So if you start your cardiovascular on Monday, rest on Tuesday. Start it again on Wednesday, rest on Thursday, and then start again on Friday. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are your cardiovascular days. Remember, this program is for beginners, so if you're starting to begin, these are the days you can use. Begin with a 5 to 10 minute warm-up of light cardio and gradually increase your heart rate. Increase your pace and intensity to slightly make your cardiovascular exercise a little harder, just a little harder. Always monitor your heart rate, depending on your age as well as your weight. You need to keep your heart rate in a certain level. And you can contact me for further information or contact your personal trainer in your area to find out what your heart rate needs to be based upon the intensity of your workout and your goals. Now, in each workout with a cool down or light cardio, and stretch your muscles that you worked so you can relax them and keep them more flexible. Each week, increase your workout time by a few minutes until you can work continuously for 30 minutes a session. No more than an hour for beginners. Now remember, this is for beginners, not for you advanced and intermediate people, okay? Don't worry about distance or pace. For the first few weeks, focus on showing up for your workouts. That's the most important thing. You need to show up for them and stay consistent, and you need to build up in time. You have plenty of time to work on your speed and distance. First, let's work on being consistent with your exercises. After 4 to 6 weeks, change your routine by adding another day of exercises or increasing your pace, intensity, adding a new activity, and or increasing the amount of time you're exercising, okay? Now, getting to strength training. Let's talk about strength training. Strength training has many benefits, but the best one to me is that strength training helps you lose weight. And, of course, it keeps your body strong. Remember when I stated in the weight loss program that muscle burns fat? Well, it's true, muscle does burn fat. And a lot of women, I need to talk to my women out there, you all need to start lifting weights. Remember, you're not going to get big. You're not going to look like men. You're not going to get all bulky is what I always hear my female clients stated. You can use weights to keep your muscles toned so that it burns up the fat. Okay? It's never too late to start weight training. There's a woman, unfortunately she passed away due to leukemia, but she started weight training at the age of 80. And honey looked great too, you know. She looks fabulous. So a lot of people start weight training at older ages. So don't think it's just because you're 66 or 70 years old it's too late to start lifting weights. Never. I'm not saying I want you to go out there and be another Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I need you to just understand that lifting weights can be done at any age, okay? if you're not familiar with the basic principles of strength training, you know, there are certain things you need to know about weight training. It's best that you hire a personal trainer or look it up on the internet, because there are certain type of rules and guidelines and forms you need to use with lifting particular weights. When you start weight training, start with a program that works all muscle groups 1 to 3 non-consecutive days a week. So if you're working a muscle group on Monday, you know, work a different one on Wednesday, and then work a totally different one on Friday. So you can do your chest and back on Monday. You can do arms on Wednesday, and you can do legs on Friday. Okay? Warm up with 5 to 10 minutes of light cardio, or with warm up sets of each exercise using a light to medium weight. Choose 1 to 2 exercises for each muscle group and do 1 to 2 sets of 8 to 16 reps of each exercises, of each exercise. As a beginner, you may want to start with about 15 to 16 reps until you feel comfortable with the moves, and then build some strength up after that. And then you can start to add more weight and reduce your reps to get more of a challenge in your workout. If you exercise at a gym, you may want to start with the machines instead of going into the free weights, okay? I do not poo-poo the machines. I use free weights too, but I love the machines because the machines will keep your form precise. Give yourself at least a day of rest, though you may need more at first, after your first workout to recover if you're a beginner. Especially if you worked out your legs, I'm gonna let you know, you're gonna walk funny for a couple of days, but you're gonna get that lactic acid out of there, and help with that is stretching and also water. So stick with it, but if you need to recover more than one day, do so. Listen to your body and keep and recover when you can, and then bounce right back into the gym when you finish. Each week, add either one rep or a few pounds of weight to each exercise to progress. Just keep your reps at about 16 or below. Don't go over 16, because if you can do more than 16 reps, that means that the weight is too light. Once you hit 16 reps, increase your weight if it's too light, and then you can drop down to about where you can only do 10 to 12 reps. You want to challenge yourself, not kill yourself. The first few weeks, focus on learning how to do each exercise rather than on how much weight you can lift. Keep your ego out of the gym. If you see someone curling a 35-pound dumbbell, don't get up there and get 30 pounds and think you can do the same thing if you've never done it before. Keep your ego out of it. What that person done, you have no idea what they could be, how long they could be lifting weights. You have no idea what they're on, okay? They could be, and I'm not saying they're on anything illegal. They could be taking creatine, which creatine is very legal. Creatine is very good. When I'm off season, I take creatine, and my strengths are unbelievable. So, don't compete against other people. Deal with yourself, okay? After about 6 or more weeks of consistent training, you want to change your routine to make it more difficult. So don't plateau and just basically get into a rut where you feel like you're not getting the proper exercise. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I still have more to talk about, and I'm looking over my notes, and okay, I don't want to do a part two. I have 10 minutes, and I don't want to do a part two, so I'm going to just briefly go over everything else really quickly. How about this? If you want to know what exercise you should do, consult with me, or you can Google on the internet to find out what you need to do as far as that is concerned. I need to talk about 2 important things. And then if I have time, I'm going to go back to strength training. So I'm going to skip a lot of information I have on strength training because, you know, that's my expertise in that area too, because of being a vegetarian bodybuilder, I have a lot to say on that. But I'm going to skip over that and talk about 2 important things with starting your exercise program. You need to stretch. You need to stretch. Stretching is one of the best ways of keeping the body flexible, but it also prevents the body from getting injured. It prevents you from suffering injury. So always stretch. Do not go into a heavy stretch before your workout. If you need to stretch lightly before your stretch, you can. Don't do a heavy stretch. Just do a light stretch, but you do your heavy stretches, your longer stretches, after your workout, okay? Now, why should you stretch? You'll improve your performance and reduce your risk of injuries if you stretch. You'll reduce muscle soreness and improve your posture when you stretch after your workout. You'll help reduce lower back pain when you stretch after your workout. You'll increase blood and nutrients to go to the tissues of your muscles. You'll improve your coordination, and you'll enjoy exercise more, and stretching also helps reduce stress in addition to exercising. How to stretch? Your best bet is to stretch after your workout, of course, like I said, when your muscles are warm. When your muscles are cold or cool, or, you know, cold, you will actually risk yourself to injury. When you're ready to cool down, this is when you stretch, okay? You don't have to stretch before your workout, but it's very, very important to stretch after your workout. And stretching cold muscles can cause injury. When you do a stretch, do not bounce. Hold a comfortable position until you feel a gentle pull on your muscle. It shouldn't hurt, and bouncing can cause you to pull a muscle. Try to hold each stretch for 15 to 30 seconds to get some long-term flexibility benefits. And you can also stretch between weight training. And you may want to perform light stretches throughout the day if you're dealing with tight shoulders, neck, and lower back. Now, that's stretching. The most important thing that I think I got 3 minutes to talk about is your proper nutrition. Yeah, no, Dr. Keelan wasn't going to talk about exercising without including the nutrition. Now, I recommend those who want to take their exercising seriously. I recommend that you eat small meals 5 to 6 times throughout the day to keep your blood sugar at a nice even level. Also, eating more frequently actually speeds up your metabolism. You know, you never thought that you have to eat to lose weight, did you? But the trick to it is that you do eat several meals throughout the day. Keep track of what you're doing or what you're eating to avoid mindless munching that can pack on the pounds. Keep your food journal. Join FitDay.com. It's free. There's no gimmicks. There's no spam. There's no nothing. It's a great way of keeping track of your daily activities as well as your food journal. Be aware of emotional eating and nibbling out of boredom, and find out what triggers this type of eating and keep yourself busy during these urges to munch. This is what I help my clients with all the time. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. Get the picture? Got it. Good. And the next thing I want you to do is eat lots of fruits and vegetables. The fiber will help you feel full, and your body will thank you for all of the nutrients that you fed it to keep up the workout with your cardio and your weight training and your flexing. Do not starve yourself. And if you're starving, it's because you're not eating your frequent meals and you're skipping meals. Don't skip meals. Skipping meals will make you gain weight rather than lose weight, okay? And also, get your right kind of protein. Now, let's get on this protein kick real quick. You know, one of the benefits of having a feminine muscular body for a woman like myself who's a vegetarian, when I tell people I'm a vegetarian, I don't have to hear the stupid reply back like, well, where do you get your protein? Because as soon as I tell them I'm a vegetarian, they instantly look at my body, they see my muscles, and that where do I get my protein question just goes right down the toilet, flush. I don't have to deal with that anymore. I am so happy. So, but even before I became a bodybuilder, I just would tell people that, no, we as Americans, we eat over 50% of our recommended daily amount of protein. People don't go into a protein deficiency. Even bulimics don't go into a protein deficiency, and they throw up their meals all the time. So I mean, come on now, it's we need to get off this protein kick. Unless you are someone, an athlete, or unless you are into a heavy workout, don't worry about your protein, folks. You're getting it, okay? You are getting it. Now, for those who are vegetarians and they wish to take their workout levels pretty seriously and get really, really heavy with your workouts, I'm going to give you a list of foods that are not meat, or should I say not flesh, which are very high in protein. So if you're a vegetarian and you want to deal with bodybuilding, or you want to run a marathon, or you want to just start lifting weights pretty seriously, you don't want to go into bodybuilding, but you want to get more toned, considering eating. That are high in protein. We got your grains, which is like your oats. Oatmeal is your best friend, buddies, okay? Remember that. Whole grain breads, like your stone ground wheat breads, okay? Remember not to get the kind that's been bleached and or those who have been saturated with bad oils. Ezekiel bread is going to be my favorite. Barley, cornmeal. Rice, brown rice, by the way, and wheat pasta. Your legumes should be beans, lentils, peas, peanuts, and all soy products are very high in protein. Seeds and nuts, okay, they're very high in protein, like your walnuts, your almonds, cashews, macadamia nuts, sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds are very high in protein, and so is sesame seeds. And, of course, all your green leafy vegetables are very high in protein, like spinach, broccoli, okra, kale, romaine, lettuce. Those things are going to be very high in protein. Now, my number one protein source is tempeh, T-E-M-P-E-H. It's very high in protein, and it tastes fabulous. And I eat that to consume my protein intake to gain my muscle. Okay, you know what? I have finished. I'm finished, and I am so happy that I finished. I got 2 more minutes to go, so let me just go ahead and conclude this, and then go out with a nice song. If you need help with getting an exercise routine, please don't hesitate to email me. I am a certified personal trainer along with a naturopathic doctor. I love doing this. This is just physical fitness and health is just what I'm really here on earth to do. I love it. I can do it with my eyes closed. And if you need help to be motivated, if you need help to create a program, I can do that for you. So that's not a problem. It doesn't matter where you are. We can do phone personal training by phone, personal training by email, where I email you and remind you what you need to do, and we do that online training as well as people can see me in person and get drilled in person. Anyway, this is Dr. Akila, and I'm about to sign off. And if you have any questions, please feel free to go to my website, healingpowerhour.com. There's also lots of free tips there on exercises and healthy foods. And you can also email me from there, too. Be sure to check out the show tomorrow for the International Healing Circle. And we will talk more on that. Okay, I gotta go, and I will thank you so much for tuning in to me. Be sure to tune in tomorrow at Healing Power Hour Radio for more fabulous information. This is Dr. Keela. If you would like to also contact me, you can do so by phone, 770-603-0141. I wish upon all of you a great today and a better tomorrow. Take care, and I'll see you soon.